You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media's Public Radio for the Farming World. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us. Can you start today in California? Tell me about rainfall there and conditions that they can expect in pretty dire situations in part of that state.
Yeah, the California situation is certainly something that's going to be making headlines for weeks, if not the next few months. Right now, they are enjoying a break in the weather with sunshine and drier conditions, but it's just a break. There is going to be an onslaught of Pacific storms that will cover the entire West Coast, but more importantly, Central and Northern California gets back into the rain late Thursday and Thursday night, and then basically from Friday through next Thursday, off and on chances of rain up and down the California coast, and heavy Sierra snows will continue. Right now, the central and northern Sierra snowpack is running at record levels, past their record of 83 and 84, and they should likely have a good chance of breaking that this year.
Right, and then move into the Midwest. Give me conditions across the plains and the Corn Belt.
Well, really, pretty pleasant considering it's February. We're still going to have a little bit of an up and down in our temperature pattern, but overall, we see most of the real cold air with this next cold front coming in over the next couple of days, heading to the Great Lakes in New England. It will be colder coming into the next couple of days, but that colder air slides off to the east. A nice warm-up is coming our way, along with, for the most part, dry conditions that will extend late this week, through the weekend, and into early next week. Really won't be until late Tuesday or Wednesday next week before the next front and precipitation moves in.
And finally, conditions in both Brazil and Argentina.
Well, kind of different depending on where you are. Now, in South America, Brazil is looking at a drier trend here over the next week to 10 days. So for any harvesting down there, it looks like drier weather will favor that. Shower chances are better in Argentina. Argentina looking to be getting more rain than Brazil. Nothing too heavy, but showers, especially across the central and the eastern areas, the most likely to get wet.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and helps us wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.